Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Linda Lay.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com. Today, I have a wonderful guest to share with you, Pratik Mehra. Pratik has his own podcast. It's called Habitually Spiritual, and I absolutely love that name. Thank you so much, Pratik, for being my guest.
It's really a great honor, Linda, having being in your podcast. And having you as a person, because I've been listening to your podcast episodes, and trust me, they are wonderful. And since I connect everything with spirituality, every episode of yours has something to tell, or let's say something new for your listeners, for the people to understand, to realize, and to connect with themselves and everything which is happening around. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate the listen. I'd like to encourage the listeners to subscribe if they haven't. Now today, Pratik, perhaps you could tell us, like, I think you're an absolute master at living spiritually, living day-to-day life spiritually, and communicating that on your podcast, which is also fantastic. Were you always spiritual?
I've always been thoughtful, I would say, in the beginning. And I switched to spirituality completely in the year 1999, more because of the reason I was detained in class. And, you know, when you are detained in some class, you your parents start feeling that this guy is useless. And being the only kid, you have lots and lots of pressures that you have to do something, you know, and those responsibilities. That was the time my parents took me to many people, many religious gurus, many masters. And there I met my master, Anant Shri. At that point of time, people, when I was detained in class 9, people used to look at me either by sympathy or by hatred maybe, or by probably I'm insignificant for them. But nobody looked at me with that eye of love. Nobody looked at me with that eye of non-judgmental. And for the first time when I went to him, I saw him and he walked in front of me. I was like shocked that for the first time somebody looked at me without being, I mean, I felt that he is not judging me. He is least concerned whether I have detained, whether I have failed in something in my life. And I was into depression. And he asked me, what happened? And I said, yes, I was detained in my class, ninth standard. And I feel that I am responsible for everything. And that was the point. That was the first time somebody told me that I can't believe that everything, whatever has happened with you, you are responsible for that. That entire statement gave me a big upliftment. And I felt that, yes, I am something. I am someone. I am somebody. I exist in this world. And from that time, I started meditations. I followed him. I followed each and every word he said. And we are still together.
So Pratik, I don't know what it is like for you in India. Here in the Western society, I often see people separating their spirituality from their day-to-day life. And your podcast, Habitually Spiritual, really helps people understand how everything is spiritual. Everything, that it's all around us. Every action, every thought, everything has a spiritual component. And I really appreciate how you reflect on that and teach us how to look at life that way. How did you come to a place where you started embracing that level of spiritual connection?
You see, what I tell in my podcast, I always keep on saying this, that I don't want to teach anyone. I just give my own experiences, because this is the truth, whether you agree with this or not. People in West might not agree with this. They might be quite happy in living their lives. But the truth is this, that everything is about connect. Imagine today you just listening to my voice, you have connected with me. Why did this happen? Why just you? And why just me? Why not about so many people around in India? You could have, I told you, in India, every second person claims that he is enlightened or probably he is religious. But why me? There is some kind of connection.
Yes, there definitely is a connection. There was something about your voice, Prateek, that really kind of drew me in.
Thank you so much again, I would say. And you know, what pulled me was definitely your content. And when I saw you today again, when I'm seeing you, there's something in your eyes, which I feel you have eyes of a seeker. And probably that's the reason you have opened, you've started this podcast. And I feel that there is a reason behind it. Nothing happens without reasons. The only thing is there are so many reasons that most of the people are too confused to understand which reason is the right one.
But do you think we have to know the reason?
Not at all. We cannot know the reason. We can never know the exact reason, or let's say any reason for that reason. You know, again, I told you, now, why you and why me? I have my set of reasons, which says your eyes, your content. You have your set of reasons, which says my voice, my content. But again, there might be so many people. If you search for this content, you'll find that every second person talking about this, talking like me. There might be so many other people who would be, talking about something like you are doing. But why me and you? There has to be a reason. We might not come to know about this now, probably, or maybe never for that reason again. But definitely, there's a connect. So I leave everything to that word called connect. It's all about connect. And just like you and me are connecting today, everything is connected. And everything is connected that by that one thread, which somebody might call as love, somebody might call as, you know, inspiration, motivation, but I call it as spiritual.
And an intelligence that is masterminding everyone's path. That's how I like to look at it.
Definitely.
Definitely, definitely. So I've noticed on your podcast that you can take everyday situations and really explain it as a spiritual experience. So how does that wisdom come to you? Do you just know, or are you reflecting and just, or listening? Maybe you're just listening.
When I started meditations, you know, that was the time I used to connect everything with spirituality. That became a habit. And at that point of time, I used to even find answers for most of the things. You won't believe, there are a few places I traveled. In fact, all the places I traveled, I found a connect with them in one of my past lives. Okay? So this is something which I had this vision much earlier, maybe a year back. And then when I went to that place, I found, okay, I saw this over there. And then I went back to my master. I talked to him about this. He said that this might be some connection, or there might be some connect. Then slowly and steadily, you know, all those peels started coming over, just like an onion, you say. It came over. And I realized that everything is connection. Everything is about connection. Even the people I meet in my office, the people I'm a programming head. I have hired some people. So every person I hired, I get that kind of a vision earlier that this kind of a person is going to come. And even in day-to-day happenings, I realized this, that I have visions earlier. I saw them. I saw those problems coming. Sometimes you can't even decode your visions. Sometimes you know this is going to happen, and trust me, you can't do anything about it. Sometimes it just happens. And then you try to connect. Okay, I saw this earlier.
So do you think that meditation is what triggered your depth of spirituality, your visions, your knowingness?
Definitely it did.
meditating every day for over 20 years, right?
Not every day, not at all every day. But yeah, I try to ponder on something. I think today people have this habit of, again, this is a mindset which we have, that when we say meditation, we need to sit quietly, we need to meditate, we need to close our eyes, and we need to, you know, observe our breath, we need to observe our visions. This is a concept that has been given. And trust me, meditation is way beyond. It is there. It's just like the breath. Every master will teach you to connect with your breath, because breath is always there. Similarly, meditation is always there. What is meditation? It's just about, you know, connecting yourself in one word. My perception of meditation is just connecting yourself with yourself and the nature. Once you connect yourself with yourself, you automatically get connected to the entire nature, the functioning of the nature, and things get clarified.
I'm standing in the grocery store lineup. Let's say I have, you know, maybe a 3-minute wait. Let's say if I just bring my awareness inside and feel the presence of me in that moment, being there, that's sufficient as a meditation. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
I'll take it in my terms. If I'm standing in a grocery shop and I'm the fourth person in the line and I'm in a hurry, I would just say, you know, peep out. And how much time would that take? And if he says 10 minutes and I know he's fooling me, this will take another maybe 15 to 20 minutes. I'll just smile, because I have no other options at that point of time. And that smile will not come forcibly. That smile will come because I'm contented. I know this will happen. I have put in my best efforts by asking him how much time would that take. And calming myself down, calming my emotions down. That entire surrounding of emotions. I get connected myself at that point of time. And all I can do at that point of time is, like, you know, pray to the entire nature, if this could happen a little early. And trust me, this can. My own personal experiences, this can. Miracles, what we call as miracles in life, these are small miracles which happen every day.
I definitely think that life is filled with miracles. That's one of my desires to express to people, is to start looking for the magic in their life. And I don't mean magic like illusion. I mean things like synchronicity and the presence of spirit in all things. It's really definitely possible. But you did say something really interesting, in that you said you kind of disconnect from the emotion that could carry you down perhaps a different path, maybe a more mental path of, you know, being annoyed or being frustrated that you had to wait. So do you think it's always good to disconnect from your emotions?
It's not about good or bad. Can you always disconnect with your emotions? That's a counter question. This can actually never happen. And that's the entire struggle of the mind. And a step above is this, that you don't need to disconnect. It's collectively with you. And this collective effort will definitely push you towards yourself if you want to. I'll explain it a bit. Again, the same example. I'm standing in the grocery shop. I'm the fourth person. It was my emotion which pushed me to ask him how much time would that take. That's my emotion. I used it positively. I could have used my emotion in a little more negative way, shouting at him, can you do it a little earlier? A little quickly? That would have been a negative approach. But since I have a positive approach towards life, I have a positive connect, or let's say I have a habit of connecting everything with spirituality and getting deep inside, I use it positively by just asking me how much time would that take. I used emotion. So I can never be free from emotion until unless I am into this body-mind mechanism. I have to play the part, but the best part will always get better results.
So it's that connection with yourself through all of your experiences that help you to understand spirituality is everywhere in everything.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we could all use a little bit more connection with ourselves, really.
Yeah, I think you should. You just need to be aware. You don't need to sit every day, close your eyes and meditate. You just need to be aware. You don't need to ask and toil your mind every day, why did this happen? That is another habit which people have. Why did this happen? You can't find all reasons, just like you said. But you can just try to be happy, and reasons will automatically reflect in front of you.
I've actually given up that questioning of why, because I feel like it spirals us down into stories, and actually we get trapped in our stories sometimes. So if I'm going to ask a question, I might ask, what happened? How does this affect me? What was my reaction? Things more of a reflective nature. But I think that there is definitely some value in just simply pausing. It doesn't have to be for long, even. I think it can't just be a moment or two, and just giving a little bit of space in your mind and in your emotional reactions. And I think that helps to connect you with your presence.
I would use a better word called evolution. Every incident will pull you upwards. Every incident happens only and only to help you evolve in yourself. And if you cannot feel that evolution now, you definitely will feel it later. And that's why it happens. If you go down your memory lane today, I'm sure all the incidents which you used to call that was a bad incident. But then today you might just say it was good in terms of teaching something.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've shared on this podcast a number of times about my experience with cancer. And I often tell people that it was a real gift for me. It brought me such huge, huge spiritual experiences and knowledge, and about myself as well, not just spirituality, but my own resilience. And it's something I wish everyone could do, but I wouldn't wish it on anyone to come in that form, because it's very, very difficult. It's very challenging when your life is at stake, right? It's just too bad we don't have a easy button and voila, everything appears before us. But it seems like it's through our challenges that we grow.
Definitely. And with your experiences, right in the middle of this entire podcast, I would like to invite you as a guest in my podcast someday and discuss about your experiences.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. So I just feel a real sense of calm and peace, even just speaking with you, Pratik. It's really lovely, and I really appreciate your connection.
See, I told you, when I first looked at you, what pulled me was your eyes, and I still feel that you are definitely a seeker. I did not know about this cancer stuff, but I'm sure. You know what? The near-to-death experience always pulls you to a different level altogether. For someone, it might be just, okay, you just couldn't pass one class. I mean, that's not a big deal. But I was into deep depression. I know what I was going through. That was near-to-death experience. I wanted to kill myself at that point of time, because in India, I told you, things are very different. And you went through that physical level of near-to-death experience, which is far more traumatizing, far more tormenting. I'm sure I can use a number of words, but it's only you who went through it. And that is probably what is coming from within, is that is probably has pushed you towards spirituality, has pushed you to search the meaning of life, has pushed you to learn that, is that it? Is that it? If I'm right, what do you say?
Well, I actually had a very mystical experience during my cancer experience. And actually, I had quite a few esoteric kind of experiences. And I had an interaction, an experience of being merged with the divine, and all this incredible, incredible love that is, you know, beyond what my human mind could process. And so, yes, my life has been very much exploring how to get back to that place. It's here. It's here. It's all around us. It's in everything. And yet we're so disconnected from it. But it's there. So it's trying to see the love in all things and really express from a place of peace and love and acceptance that everything is okay, even though our human brain looks at things as black and white, right and wrong, good and bad. It's just, I don't know. I think this place is a little bit like a holodeck where we're submerged into an experience that's so all-encompassing that we forget that we're really not here. We're somewhere else. And we have none of these human needs or human perspectives from that higher spiritual place.
You are probably reborn after that, if I'm right.
Yeah. Woken up, maybe. Woken up.
Definitely, you have evolved.
Definitely, I have evolved, and I look at things very differently, and I think about things very differently because of that experience. Absolutely.
You know what? My master always says that everyone is actually enlightened. You just need to drop those extra things around you.
Yeah, I like that actually, because to me, it's very much like living in the sea of love, but not being aware. It's like does a fish know that they live in water, right?
Yeah.
It's that kind of a thing. Is there anything, Pratik, that you would like to really leave the listeners with today?
Many things, rather. But right now, I'm feeling quite light and quite good. There are very few people in the world whom I have talked to and I felt so light, so nice, so good, so calm. And thanks to you, because this feeling is precious. You know, you don't get this every talking to everyone. So thanks to you. All borders across, we are talking to each other and I'm feeling so good. So elevated is the word, probably. So elevated. So thanks to you, first of all. And secondly, sharing your experiences with me. I mean, I really feel good. You felt me wise enough to understand your experiences. And I would, again, second last, I would like to invite you as a guest in my podcast. And I would request your listeners to listen to me also in my podcast called Habitually Spiritual, where I connect everything with spirituality and keep evolving.
Fantastic. I will put the links in the show notes so people can find you. Thank you for sharing your perspective with the world and with my listeners today.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. It's really an honor for me to come.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. You will find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Come and visit me at thoughtchange.com. Check out my group, Alchemy from the Inside Out, and pick up your copy of Learning to Listen while you're there. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.